Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Vav as we continue in the Sefer. But now we have a couple of prakam that actually remind us of Nevi'im Rishon, and we have the story of Sanherev and Chizkiyahu, the king of Asher surrounding Yerushalayim. This story will be familiar with those who have been listening to the Shiurim, because it's basically almost verbatim. There are slight differences, but within the next couple of prakam and in Melachim Beis and Perek Yudches, and it's repeated in Divrei Hayamim and Perek Lamed Beis, the same story appears with slight differences in all three places. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim we know was written by Ezra and Nehemiah, even amazingly references Yeshayahu. If you look there in Lamed Beis, in Divrei Hayamim Beis, towards the end of the story, the Pasuk says, V'yeser Divrei Chizkiyahu v'chasadav, hinam ksuvim b'chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz HaNavi, al sefer Malchei Yehudah v'Yisrael. So Yeshayahu is referenced there in Divrei Hayamim. It's pretty amazing that one part of Tanakh references another part of Tanakh. Rav Schwab points out, why does it reference Yeshayahu? Right? What came first? Yeshayahu, the same story appears, Yeshayahu, Melachim, and Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim we know was last. That was Ezra Nehemiah, that was Ba'isheni. But, says Rav Schwab, if you look in the Gemara Bava Basra, we know who authored all of these. Yirmiyahu wrote Melachim, and Chizkiyahu v'siyaso wrote Yeshayahu. Remember, Yeshayahu was killed. He couldn't write his own Sefer, so Chizkiyahu put it together. So Chizkiyahu, one of the people who were involved in this story, right, he wrote it, so he was the first to record the story. When Yirmiyahu wrote Sefer Melachim, Lachara, he had a copy of Yeshayahu there and was copying it over in terms of knowing the exact facts. The story that we're telling happened about 8 years after the Aseres HaShvatim were already sent into exile by Asher, and about 125 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So again, let's review a little bit of some of the details of the story, as the Abarbanel also here reminds us of the story. Asher is on the attack. Asher has already defeated and has conquered most of Eretz Yisrael. They have sent the Aseres HaShvatim into Galus, and the only ones left are Malchus Yehuda with Chizkiyahu, the Tzaddik, as the king in Yerushalayim. And first they came, and Asher came and was going to attack, and Chizkiyahu was able to send them away by sending them a tremendous matana, a tremendous gift, a tremendous bribe. He emptied out all the treasuries of the Beis HaMikdash. He sent it. That's what he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him, Pikuach Nefesh, giving it all away. But after that ran out, or even if it didn't run out, either way, Asher came back to attack. They weren't interested in letting Chizkiyahu off the hook. They assumed that Chizkiyahu was starting to rebel. Chizkiyahu dug tunnels to allow the water, Chizkiyahu's tunnels, to allow the water to come in from outside the city, from the Gihon well into the city, and he seemed like he was preparing for war. And therefore, whatever the reason is, Asher came to attack him again, and they set up a shop in Lachish, which is a little southeast or so of Yerushalayim. And now we pick up the story in our perek, and he sent his messengers, Rav Shakeh, and a couple of others mentioned in Melachim, to taunt Chizkiyahu and Bnei Yisrael, to ask them, do you want to give in? Do you want to surrender? Do you want to come to our land and we'll, you know, spread you out and you'll live or not? Or if you keep believing in your God and you keep being against us, so things are not going to end up too pretty for you. That is the general gist of the story, and we will be on the story, as we've had been on the story a couple of times already in the Sefer. We spoke about Sancheriv a number of times, but now we have the story, the actual story that is told over here. Here, as we know, the first time it is recorded, we have Yeshayahu, then Melachim, and then Divrei Hayamim. So here we go. Now let's get into the story. Vayhi ba'arba asrei shana l'melech Chizkiyahu. It was in the 14th year of Chizkiyahu, who was king for almost 30 years. Ola Sancheriv melech Ashur al kol arei Yehuda habitzuros. He went around all of the cities, the fortified cities, vayitpasem, and he grabbed them, meaning all of the open cities. He doesn't have to do anything. They just give up. They're not protected. But even the arei bitzuros, the strong cities, he went vayitpasem. And he surrounded them and he started attacking them. Right, the Abarbanel points out, not here, but the Abarbanel of Melachim, a lot of what we're going to say has to do with what we already discussed there in Melachim Beis Perek Yudches. The Abarbanel says, even though Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik, not all the Am was a tzaddik. He thought they were tzaddikim. There was tremendous Torah learning. It was amazing, but it wasn't perfect. And there was still Avodah Zarah. We know we even have one of the keynotes on Tisha B'Av that discusses, he used to have search warrants in people's houses for Avodah Zarah. The problem is they kept the Avodah Zarah on the back of the door. So when you open the door to come in, so you couldn't couldn't see it. It was up against the wall. Only when you close the door, you could see it. That's how these people used to hide the Avodah Zarah away from the searchers of Chizkiyahu. That's why B'nai Yisrael were still ra'ui to be punished, even though Chizkiyahu, the great righteous king, was the king. And even though he had a father who was Achaz and a son who was Menashe, you know, but he himself was righteous. Vayishlach melech Asheres Rav Shakeh. Right? So he sends Rav Shakeh. Who was Rav Shakeh? So there is one day in Sanhedrin Daf Samach that he was a Yisrael Mumar. He was a Jew, an apostate Jew, and maybe that makes it even worse. So he sends him Milachish Yerushalayim from Lachish Yerushalayim Elamelech Hizkiyo Bechel Kaved with a tremendous army. Vayamod b'ta'alas habrecha ha'el yonah b'mesilas stei koveh. So he stays and he sends him, and he talks to him from where the upper pools are. What's the significance of being in the upper pools? So says the Malbim. This is, they went there specifically because, as we mentioned, Chizkiyahu HaMelech is building secret underground tunnels to bring the water from up above the city into the city. So the messengers of Sanherev are telling Chizkiyahu, we're standing, we know exactly what you're doing. We know you're getting ready for war. Says the Malbim, Lachain Amdu Shluchav Eitzal Abrecha, Hazos, Shesasam. He had closed up the Megichon, so nobody else could get to the waters. Kimisham Yochichu Estevrayem, Shechizkiyahu Hefer Bris, Visham Yimsu also Kaganav Bimachteras. They went there because that is a proof that you, Chizkiyahu, are rebelling against us, and that's why we are going to come fight you. Vayetze Elav El Yakim Ben Chilkiyahu Ashar Labayas El Yakim, one of the Chizkiyahu's advisors, goes out. Vishevna Hasofer Viyoach Ben Asaf Hamazkir and the scribe. These three people go out. Chazal say that Shevna, we discussed this earlier also in Sefer Yeshayahu, Shevna ended up being a traitor, and he went out. Maybe we'll review that Gemara a little bit later when he is referred to again. Good. But let's continue. So they all go out. The Yomar Leim Rav Shakeh. Imrun al Chizkiyahu. I have a message for Chizkiyahu. He doesn't even call him the king. Ko Amar HaMelech HaGadol Melech Ashur. We see the contrast. They're being Mevaze Malchus Yehuda. The Chizkiyahu, they don't even give the title. And Yisad Cherev, they call the great king Melech Ashur. Ma Bitachon HaZesher Batachta. What kind of Bitachon are you having? You really trust in your God? You really trust that everything's going to be okay? Amarti. In the Malachim, it says Amarta. Amarti, Akhtvar Svatayim. You know, I say you're just giving me lip service. You say you're going to be a good vassal. You say you're going to send me a tribute. No, it's all a fake. Akhtvar Svatayim, Eitzu, Gvur La Malchama. I'm not getting anything from you. Ata, mi batachta, ki maravta bi. Right? You have rebelled against me. I don't trust you, and I'm going to fight you. The Medrash says in Koheles, Rabbah, that Chizkiyahu prepared himself in three ways. Litfila, Lidaron, Lumachama, just like Yaakov Avinu. He prepared in Tfila, Vais Palel Chizkiyo al Hashem. The Medjur says here in Koheles, Perektes, Os Chavzayin, La Melchama, Shinemar, Vayas, Shalach, Larav, Umaginim, Benoatzcherva, Pesach, Benoatzcherva, Pesach, Vaisa Medrish. And then for war, how did he prepare himself for war? You don't have any evidence of that here, right? A little bit with this closing up of the water. But you have Tfila, you have Doron, he sent presents to Sancherev, but also Melchama. What Melchama? So Pashas, he must have gotten ready for war. The Medrash has another pshat. He, as the Gemara says, he put a sword outside the door of the base of Medrash and said, nobody's leaving. V'yomar, kol mi sheino osik batara tehe hacherev hazeh overes al tzavaro. Right, he goes, done. Meaning, that's the way, Melchamta shel Torah, that's how they try to fight as well. Besides, obviously, getting into the having whatever basic army that they can have. But maybe that's being referred to. The Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe here, that's Dvar Svatayim. Dvar Svatayim means, I think you're just praying. It could be Tefillah, it could be Torah. In Malachim, we discussed, maybe this is a reference to Tefillah, because there it says, Amarta Dvar Svatayim. What are you davening for? You think it's really going to help? But here, it's a reference to Torah, possibly, right? You think it's really going to help? I don't understand what you're doing. That's not how to prepare to fight an amazing army. So either way, he is degrading the Jewish people, the Jewish army, and the Jewish king. And then he says, the Malchei Yisrael, they also looked into getting help from Egypt. You think Egypt's going to help you? This broken reed, you lean on it, it's going to crack. Right? Don't think that Egypt is going to help you. So who are you going to rely on? Rely on Hashem, our God, right? He uses Shem Hashem, and he says Shem Hashem, he blasphemes Shem Hashem. This is why at the end of the story, they tear Kriya, right? They tear the Begadim, because that's the halacha. If you hear Shem Hashem blasphemed, and for no reason, when it's a tear Kriya, El Hashem Elokeinu Batachnu, Who are you relying on? God, the one that Chizkiyahu removed the altars that were for other sources. You think you've removed all of the bamos and you said only come to the mizbeach in Eretz in Yerushalayim? No, send me a security and I'll give you and I'll let you go. What did that pasuk mean in pasuk Zion? Right? Isn't that a good thing? Chizkiyahu, you removed all of the idols and the bamos and the mizbechos that Hashem didn't want. How is he taunting him here? How is this something against? This is something that should be good. So, different pshat. And the Abarbanel says, maybe he's saying, you think, I'm Yisrael, he's saying this loudly, you think Chizkiyahu did this L'shem Shemayim? He did this to consolidate his power. He did this like Yeravam did in his day up north. So nobody would go to the Beis HaMikdash. He consolidated his power for everybody to go up north. So here too, suggests Rav Shakeh. Rav Chizkiyahu did this for Chilul Hashem, not for Kiddush Hashem. Ki Yoser Tov Haya Sheyeh B'chol Mako Mukter U'mukash L'shmo V'shehu Haya Bazeh Kenotitz Evin Menam Izbeach V'chashev Shavaseh Zechizkiyahu L'chvodo U'l'toval Tov Kedei Sheyavo Kulam L'Yerushalayim. Right, you think, La Yisrael, he's doing this for Hashem's covet? No. It's a Chilul Hashem. It's not a Kiddush Hashem. And this is what he must have really thought. Maybe he saw a mitzvah and he thought it was a terrible avera. Right, we find throughout history, Jews, right, Rav Shakeh, according to one day, as we said, was a Jew, that get mixed up and blur the lines between a mitzvah and an avera. You think it's a great mitzvah because, you know, it's l'shem shamayim, you're doing it with great, spiritual fanfare, but it's really, ultimately, it's for your own covet. That's what Rav Shakeh accused Chizkiyahu of. Right, Chizkiyahu chas v'shalom, he did it l'shem shamayim. But Rav Shakeh is saying, no, he was doing it for his own. You know, we find this throughout. The Chet HaEgel might have been that people were trying to get. They also blurred the lines there between mitzvah and avera. The Beis HaLevi discusses at length in Parshas Kisisa. They had great spiritual motives, but they used their own means. Right? That's not called following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It ended up being a terrible Chil Hashem, not a Kiddush Hashem. The Netziv discusses by Nadav and Aviyu. Again, blurring the lines between Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. So that's what Rav Shakeh was accusing here Chizkiyahu of, chas v'shalom, that was true, but that's why he mentioned this idea. I saw in the Rinatz Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Saratsky, and he also puts together a couple of sources to help explain the pasuk. He says, number one, that in the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that the bamos that were built beheter are not allowed to be destroyed. Right, if somebody had built a bum in their backyard at a time when you were allowed to, so even after the Isra Bama starts, that bum has Kedusha. You can't, and that's why some of the great kings didn't know what to do with it, because it still has Kedusha even though you can't use it. Number one. Number two, the Beis Elokim, the Ma'abit writes, in a place where a bama was, that's a place that has, it's like a shul, that has continued Kedusha, right, Beis HaKnesset Shenechrav. So here too, in those spots, that was a place that should have been, that one could daven in. You could switch the makom of the bama to a makom of tefillah. Number three, says the Rinas Yitzchak, taking these two things together, maybe that's what Rav Shakeh was accusing. You destroyed all the bamas, and you destroyed all the spots, and they can't even daven there anymore. You think you did a good thing, but it's not always as planned. But either way, that's a couple of pshatim about that pasuk. Let's continue now, though. Pasuk Ches, v'yata, give me a security. You want to give me a lot of money on behalf of the king? Maybe we'll talk, but you know what? Even if we do that, he's making fun of him. I'll send you Alpayim Susim. I'll send you 2,000 horses. You don't even have enough riders. You are so lowly. Ve'ektashav, how do you think you're going to stand up to our armies? Pasuk Yud, V'ata, Hamibaladei, Hashem Alisi, Alaretz Hazos Lashchisa. Here's what we might call a low blow, as we discussed in Malachim. You think I came up and we're going to fight you without God's, permission? Hashem Amar Eli, Alei Alaretz Hazos Lashchisa. I know the Nevuos, I know the prophecies. Asher was supposed to take over the land of Israel. And that's why we exiled the Shvatim. Right? Rashi points out his only mistake was that he didn't realize, or he didn't want to realize, that Hashem told him, you're going to do Adkan Visulo. Rashi says, V'huta alomar, kasher asisi l'shomron, kein esel Yerushalayim. That was never in the Nevuah. Right? Asher, taking over the Aseret HaShvatim, that was in the Nevuah, but nothing more. This relates back to what we discussed a couple of prakim ago, and that is, even if something is nigzer, is decreed, it doesn't always happen that the people fulfilling the decree are so righteous and such tzaddikim, right? We had that by Mitzrayim, right? The discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban in Breishis and in Hilchas Tshuva, respectively, that why the Mitzrayim were punished. It already said in the Bris Pei Nebesarim, Vagamitz goes that they're going to be in an Eretz Lolohem. So why Vagamitz Eretz Yagoy Yavodu Don Anochi? Why? So the different Pshatim given, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that there wasn't any specific nation that Hashem forecast that they were going to be in. Right? In Eretz Lolohem, the Mitzrayim did it. That's the Rambam's pshat. The problem the Ramban points out is, if there's a nevuah that something's going to happen, shouldn't you be the first to want to fulfill it? Why would the Mitzrayim shy away from that? The Ramban says, no. It's a different pshat. The pshat is that they went overboard. They did much worse. Living in a land Lolohem is not the same as being subjugated and tortured and having their babies thrown into the river, says the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. Shehosifu lahara ki hishlichu b'neim liya'ar v'yamaru es chayeyem v'chashvu limchos eshmam. And that's why Dan Anochi Shavi Osama Mishpat Imansu Kinigzara Lam O Hosifu Lara Lam. I'm gonna see if they did exactly what was decreed or worse. And then he continues in later in the piece, which is less well known. He talks about our case. He quotes Psukim from all over Yeshayahu about Sancherev. Vida v'havein, says the Ramban. Ki ha'ish, shenechta v'nechta b'Rosh Hashanah lahariga. Even if somebody is supposed to be killed in a certain year, lo yinake ha'listim ha'horego so, b'avrshasam ha'shenigzer olav. The people who kill him are still going to be punished. Hu rasha b'avono yamus, v'damo miyada rosyach yivukash. Hashem has everything worked out. But, you know, Magalgal and Chova de Chayev. Aval Kasher Tetzi Agzeira al Pi Navi, when a Navi says something, so then it depends why the person does it. Im Shama Usava Ratza Lasos Ratzon Baro Kinigzar in Alav Chait. That's a beautiful schus. If a Navi says something and I try to fulfill it. Avalim Shama Hamitzvah, the Harag Osa Lisona, Olish Lolosa. But if I fulfill it, not because I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem or the Ratzon of the Navi, but I'm doing it for my own hatred. Yesh alav onesh ki hu l'chait niskavein va'aveira hulo. That's an aveira. V'chein hakasav omer b'sancherev. Right, that's what it says in Sancherev. We have back in Perek Yud. Havi ashur shet api b'goy chanefa shalchenu v'yal'am avarti atzavenu. Meaning they violated. Right, they wanted to say, oh, they were to the staff. No, they went much worse. And the Ramban continues. Number one, it's bad kavanas. You didn't do it l'shem shamayim, so to speak. And number two, you went much farther. Shnei ta'amim. Shegam hu niskavein l'hashmid kol ha'aretz l'hagdil memshalto. He didn't do it to l'shem. Hashem told me that I'm going to wipe out, I'm going to exile some of the Jews. No, he didn't do it for that reason. And v'zehaya oncho shel sancherev. And number two, he went much worse. Went much worse than he was supposed to do. And therefore, that is why they will be punished. But again, that is what he says here. Alisi, you think I'm doing it? Rav Shakeh says, you think I'm doing this for me? Hashem gave me permission. We're fulfilling the word of God. Which is one final point. The Ber Moshe we mentioned back in Malachim 2 says this is something that, an excuse that people use, that misuse throughout history, both Jews and non-Jews. They think they're acting in the name of God, and it leads to terrible consequences. We mentioned before that the ego might have been this. Rav Shakeh also atzmo kima'amin b'Hashem. Ukilu osa shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachu darko shel HaYetzer. V'harbi mechatashem shel yechidim v'tzibur b'chol adoros. Novu mita'us shel chisron adas. Hama'afeches aveira l'mitzvah. We discussed it a few minutes ago. Pierre is saying even in our history, Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava, probably thought for whatever reason they were doing a mitzvah. Hashem wants us to eat from the Eitzadas. It'll be more challenging. The Dor HaMabul. The Ramabul should also call to Eva Shabbat Olam. But what they do? They stole Pachas Mishavar Pruta. They try to get out of it. What are they doing wrong? Right? It's an Aveira. Cheta Egel. Right? They wanted another Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban. They were trying to get another Moshe. But again, this is what is so confusing sometimes for us, that we think we blur the lines between mitzvahs and Aveiras, and here Rav Shakeh did it. Rav Shakeh did it in the name of God. So what happens? El Yakim Shevna say to Rav Shakeh, you know, can you do us a favor? Can you just talk in Aramit? Don't talk in Hebrew. You're getting everybody so nervous. Maybe they're talking to his Yiddish neshama. If he's a Jew, that a heretical Jew, they're saying, please don't make everybody depressed. He says, of course I'm going to get everybody depressed. I'm going to talk loud and clear. I want to make sure everybody realizes that you're a farce and you're a fake, and Hashem is not going to help you. Vayomer Rav Shakeh, ha'el adonecha ve'elecha shlachani adoni. You think I'm only coming to you? No. Hello, Anan Shiva Yoshua Choma, all these people on the wall. I want them to realize there's going to be a famine. I want them to realize in very graphic terms The only thing they're going to have left to eat is their own waste that comes out of them. Terrible. And he stands up. Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayamod Rav Shakei Vayikra B'kol Gadol Yehudis. Right? Very, very strong, loud Hebrew language. In Lashon HaKodesh. Vayomer Shimu Estivri HaMelech HaGadol. Melech Asher. Everybody listen. Don't trust in Chizkiyo. That's not going to get you anywhere. And if we notice, he keeps repeating Shem Hashem over and over again in such a degrading way. Al yavtach eschem Chizkiyo al Hashem leimor. Hatzel yaslenu Hashem. Don't listen to Chizkiyo. Even though they all maybe knew the nevuas of Yeshayahu, what was going to happen. Lo tinasein erazos b'yad Asher melech Ashur. Erazos b'yad melech Ashur. Al tishmol Chizkiyo, don't listen. Ki ko amar melech Ashur asui ti bracha. Utsu elai, come. Become vassals, come citizens of Ashur, v'echlu ishkafno v'ishtenaso, come, I'll give you whatever you want, you'll be relaxed, ushtu ishme baro, everybody will have enough water. Right, the Gemara says that even though, actually we'll get to that in a second, we'll say, refer to earlier here, right, everybody will ushtu ishme baro, the Gemara says earlier, Rashi quotes it here, the Pasuk earlier, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi quotes that he was going to take them and he was going to offering to exile them to a different place. Because that's what Sancheriv did. Sancheriv was Mevalbel Kol Ha'umos, right? He put them in different places. That's what we know the Gemara tells us, that we don't have the mitzvah of the Shiva Umos anymore because there's no more Shiva Umos. He was Mevalbel Kol Ha'umos, right? Based on the Pasuk in Perek Yud va'asir gvulos amim, I will remove the borders of nations. He wanted everybody to feel like a stranger, and therefore he mixed everybody up. So that's what he's offering to the Jews. I'll take you, I'll put you somewhere, but at least you'll be safe. Ad bo'i v'lakachti eschem el eretz ka'artzachem. I'll find you a place, a land just like your land. Eretz dagan v'tirosh, eretz lachem u'kramim, a land of wheat and plenty. So much stuff. The Gemara darshins in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Dalid that even though it's such a terrible thing that Rav Shakei and Sancheriv are saying here, they got a little schar. Because he said, I'll take you to a land just like your land. It doesn't say better than Eretz Yisrael. So the fact that he did not speak badly of Eretz Yisrael by saying another land is better, so they got a little schar. And the Bali Moser say, imagine, if not talking badly gets you schar, talking nicely, unbelievable. And it's about Eretz Yisrael. We have to be so careful to follow in the ways of following Urei Batuv Yerushalayim, Urei Batuv Eretz Yisrael, and not Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. And we see that from Rav Shakei and Sancheriv, that they got rewarded for not saying something negative. Remember the Aznayim LaTorah, the sharp words of Rav Sarutzkin, the Aznayim LaTorah, in Parshas Re'eh, where he talks about the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is a non-kosher bird. Why is it called the Ra'ah? Omedes Bebavel V'Ro'ah Nevela Be'Eretz Yisrael. Right, stands at Bavel, can see a Nevela in Eretz Yisrael. So, says the Aznayim LaTorah, number one, so why is it a non-kosher bird, if it has such powers? And number two, why does it say it that way? Standing above all and seeing in Eretz Yisrael, why not the opposite? L'rameiz al anashim, sho'olin l'Eretz Yisrael, rak b'pnei shem eirochel groen shem asakim tovim, ukshven l'matros na'al, I'm sorry, this is the wrong one. The next piece, he says that people, why is it a non-kosher bird? Because people could stand in Chutz La'aretz and see Nevela b'Eretz Yisrael, that's a non-kosher bird. Even with all the powers, the Ra'ah, it's still a not kosher bird, because that is not a Mila to be able to see the negatives. And that's what we learn from Rav Shakei, where we see that he didn't say something negative about Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he was rewarded even within his klalus that he was saying. And we continue, just finishing up the parak. Again, he says, don't let Chizkiyo seduce you. Pen yasis eschem Chizkiyo leimar Hashem yasilenu. Don't listen, it's not going to happen. You know, where are the other gods of all the cities that I've conquered already? Aye Elohei chamos varpad. Aye Elohei sefar vavim. Chisilo shamron miadi. No, me b'kal Elohei Eretz Oseila, where are all the other gods that they didn't save them, so no way that they're going to be saved from my attack on Yerushalayim as well. In the Archa Sadikim, the anonymous Musar work that talks about all the midos, the first mida that he discusses, Shah Rishon, the first mida is Gaiva, and it's one of the longest prakim in the Sefer, but towards the end of that parak, he talks about where Gaiva leads. Gaiva leads to destruction and downfall. And which example does he give? He gives Paro, and he gives Sancheriv. He quotes Ar Psukim, right, that you know, Kfar Yadata, Ma'er LaParo, Mi Hashem, who is Hashem? What happened to him? Ula Golias HaPlishti, Ani Chayrafti as Marchos Yisrael, Ule Sancheriv, Ar Pasik, Mi B'Kol Elohei Aratzos HaShashidu HaTzarsam Yadi, Nevuchanetzar. All of these great in quotes, people who thought they were great, achrisam haisa buz v'kalon, umishu b'midazu eino nitzol mechet v'avon, right, that's what happens, all the other elements of gaiva too, but that's what happens, it leads to destruction. And therefore, what happens after this whole long diatribe, v'yacharishu, they were silent. V'lo anu osodarva, they didn't answer, ki mitzvah samelach hilimor lo tanu, the king said not to answer. The Gemara even darshins that you're not supposed to answer in Abikaris. Right? He's not looking for answers. So you don't answer him. So what they do, they came back, v'yobol yokim ben chilkiyo, asher labayis, v'shevna, v'yoch, they all come back to chizkiyo, kerue begadim, and they told them the words of Rav Shakeh. Chazal say that Shevna eventually, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chavav says, went over, he was a traitor, he sent an arrow out of the wall, over the wall, saying, I wanna make up with you, and he eventually came out, and the Malach made him suffer a terrible, terrible death. But either way, this is part one of our discussion, once again, of the story of Sancheriv and Chizkiyo, as is described in Malachim, Yishayo, and Divrei Hayamim, and now we are in the one in Yishayo, in the midst of the recounting of the story. Okay, we'll stop here.